This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I wonder, even though you are very busy, will you not take 5 minutes out of that busy day, stop what you're doing, and think about your soul, think about the message of the Word of God, and especially as we have been studying for the past several days, on the living message of the book of Job, a great book in the Old Testament, for it deals with the problem of human suffering. We've already dealt with the 6 basic questions raised in this book and how it answers them. And now we're at the point in our study of the living message of this book for those of us who live today. Having looked at how it applied to Job and his friends, we're now looking at what it means to you and what it means to me. And last time we looked at the first great lesson that we can learn from the book of Job, and that is that it is a fact that some men do serve God for naught. There are men who will serve God no matter what happens. Even if they lose everything they have, if they lose their health, if they lose their families, if they lose their reputation, if they're lying in a ditch dying and no one cares, they still will love God and have faith in Him. Now we continue the second lesson that we may learn from the book of Job. Suffering may be a mystery of God's providence. Now by this I simply mean that in the counsel of the all-wise, all-powerful, all-loving God lies a reason for life's difficulties, and in this truth we can rest our faith. Men may know all about a particular incident of suffering or affliction, but they can know that this world is one in which all things work together for good to them that love God. Even if you do not know all the details of why you're suffering, if you do not know all the details of how it came about, you can still know, as the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God. We can know that if God is concerned about trees and animals, then we can also know that God is concerned for each one of us. The Bible tells us that the very hairs of our head are numbered. God knows how many hairs on your head. He knows everything about your past and your present. He knows your thoughts even before you think them. He knows every word you've spoken. And if God can control the universe around us, then He certainly can control or direct the lives of men. And if men can know that if God gave to man the greatest possible gift that could have been given, that is, His own Son, Jesus Christ, then we can certainly know that He would not withhold from any of us the lesser things that we truly need. Romans 8, 32, John chapter 3, verse 16, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Write down those passages and read them for yourselves. Let me give them to you again. Romans 8, 32, John 3, 16, Matthew 7, 7 through 11. There is a third great lesson that we can learn for our own lives today from the book of Job, and that is that suffering may be a test of reality. Suffering may be a time when the reality of our religious profession is being proved, both to the world and to the church itself, and to one's own self. As someone has well said, Peter's suffering introduced him to himself. We often think we have great faith when we do not. But suffering introduces us to ourselves to help us to see whether or not we really do have the faith which we think we have. The world watches to see if the faith of Christians is genuine. For a Christian to have suffered and to have remained faithful is to strengthen the faith in and love for the Lord which he already had, and to be a great comfort to those who may observe him, and perhaps even them to be led to God. Well, our time is gone for today. We've not been able to finish all of the lessons that we can learn about Job for our lives today, but the Lord willing, we'll continue next time with great lessons from the book of Job. I'm glad you've been with us, and I pray you'll be with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.